problems does that that Jacksonville defense pose for you guys?
Well, you know, they got some big guys up front, and they have a good player, number 51, Polesny, and those guys really do a good job of getting after the passer with four and playing the run with seven defenders. So, you know, we have our hands tied up with us. And then also, they could also they do a good job in the secondary, making plays on the ball. So we have our hands full.
Ben Jarvis, how much did you look at the play from Washington on tape, see what happened, and then go about correcting it?
Just like every week, you know, we come in, we watch the film on Monday, we learn from our mistakes, improve on things we did well, and move on. You know, today is Wednesday, and we are on to Jacksonville Jaguars.
With the Jacksonville defense, and Whit was talking about them being a team that kind of takes away that big play, and you guys have shown the ability for that. You think this might be more of a grinded out kind of patient game?
Oh, well, you know, they're just a traditional 4-3 team, you know, over-under team, play a lot of cover two, a lot of cover one. So we just have to make sure we do a good job. And when they give us a chance to take those chances that we are complete on them and just don't miss any chance. They don't give you a lot. You know, they try to play two high safeties. So we had to do a good job. But when they do give us a chance to make plays down the field, make them.
What's your thoughts about a fellow runner like Maurice Jones-Drew and his style?
Oh, my name is Reese, pretty good friends. You know, he do a good job, obviously, of making plays with the ball. You know, he's been doing it ever since he came into the league. So, you know, we have to do a good job on defense and making sure we are staying in our gaps and playing good football.
He had that long holdout. Did he look in mid-season form last week?
I haven't really got a chance to watch them on offense. I've really just been watching them on defense. But, I mean, just from looking at his numbers and things like that, obviously he's doing a good job and, you know, doing what he's always do. I think, you know, God blessed him with us, you know, talent to play football, and he just goes out there and plays.
Ben Jarvis, you hear all the time that the run sets up the pass in football, but is this the case in this locker room with all the receivers you have that maybe the pass can set up the run with spreading the field like you guys can do?
Well, I really don't see that because, you know, we were pretty balanced as a team, and, you know, if we just look at the film, and like last week, you know, they tried to give us a lot of plays where they had a safety down, and you know, when you have single high safeties, just like I was thinking on talking about for this week, you have to make plays. That's what our receivers doing. You know, they took that extra safety guy and bring him down into the box. And our receivers are matched up one-on-one, so that's what we have to win. You know, when the numbers on our side in the running game, they playing too high, then we have to win in the running game. So it's one of those things where we complement each other. You know, obviously the passing game and the running game complements each other, but as well as we want to do the same thing on offense and defense. Offense want to get the good defense field position for the special team and things like that. So we have to play a good complementary football game in all three phases of the game and help each other out.